friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying Apostle Peter, Disciple Lessons from the Rock, and this is Appendix 5, Primacy of Peter versus Papal Primacy. Sometimes the primacy of Peter gets confused with papal primacy, the primacy of the Roman bishop. If we're not careful, this confusion can affect how we interpret scriptures that indicate Peter as the leader of the disciples. Let's begin by examining the development of the papacy in Rome. The New Testament seems to use the terms elder presbyter, pastor shepherd, and overseer bishop synonymously. However, by the early 2nd century, in the letters of Ignatius, Bishop of Antioch, who died about 110 AD, we begin to see the development of a hierarchical structure with bishops who have authority over priests or presbyters and deacons serving in their city or diocese administrative district. By the end of the 2nd century, the bishop over others was the norm, known as a monarchical episcopacy. The church began to use the title father for the head of a monastery, then to refer to monastic priests, and eventually by the mid-19th century to all clergy in many Catholic, Anglican, and Eastern traditions. Father is a functional title, as one who is in charge of a family and cares for it. In the early centuries of the church, bishops, especially in the East, were referred to as father, from Greek papas. From the reign of Pope Leo I, who died in 461, forward, the term was reserved in the West to refer to the Bishop of Rome. Another word related to the papacy is pontiff. The word comes from the ancient Roman colleges of priests, the leader of which was termed the Pontifex Maximus. The Latin Vulgate Bible translates chief priest as pontifex. In the Roman Catholic Church, pontiff can be used of any bishop, but is used especially of the pope. In the first century, the Roman bishop was important as the leader of the church in the Roman capital. Gradually, the prominence and influence of the Roman bishop increased, so that he began to take action over heresies in other areas. The First Council of Nicaea in 325 AD recognized the special role of the sees of Rome, Alexandria, and Antioch. Gradually, the Patriarch of Constantinople, present-day Istanbul, capital of the Eastern Roman Empire, and the Bishop of Rome each consolidated power. After the fall of Rome, the Pope remained as a source of authority and continuity. In 1054 AD, the eastern and western arms of the church split. Rome controlled the western church, which became known as the Catholic Church, while Constantinople controlled the eastern church, which became what we call the Orthodox Church in our day. My point in this brief and selective historical review is that the Roman bishop was not instantly accepted as leader of the church. That took centuries to develop. What does all this have to do with Peter? We saw in Lesson 3.2.2, after Peter's confession at Caesarea Philippi, Jesus clearly calls out Peter as the leader of the apostles. I'm reading Matthew 16:18-19. "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." But gradually, the Bishop of Rome claimed authority over other bishops based on the claim that he was the successor to Peter and Peter's primacy. There are several steps in this logic. Founder. Peter and Paul are claimed by the early church writers as the founders of the church at Rome. I'll accept that if you mean by founder a person early in the church's development that helped organize and expand the Roman church. Peter did that, so did Paul. As we saw in Lesson 11.3, each of them ordained future bishops of the Roman church. First bishop. I don't believe that the earliest writers see Peter so much as a bishop as the lead apostle. He probably set in place pastors and deacons, and for a time was recognized as leader of the Roman Church. Peter's main role in Rome seems to be preaching, teaching, prayer, evangelism, miracles, and confronting heresy rather than administrative functions. Was he the first bishop? Not technically. Successors. Both Peter and Paul ordained men as bishops who would eventually lead the Roman Church. These bishops succeeded Peter as the leader of the Roman Church, yes. But I think it is difficult to argue that upon being set in office, they automatically became the rock of the universal church and the holder of the keys to the kingdom of God. Those were uniquely given to Peter. Nowhere in Scripture do we see these as being passed on to a successor. This is different than the idea of apostolic succession. Peter has a unique personal role in establishing the early church. His gifts and calling are not passed on by the laying on of hands, though the Spirit uses the laying on of hands to impart his gifts and to ordain leaders. This may sound crazy, and I ask my Roman Catholic brothers and sisters to bear with me here, but I think that some evangelicals are afraid to acknowledge Peter's primacy for fear of sounding too Catholic. Fear not, my friends. Peter's primacy is different than the primacy of the Pope. So don't be afraid to interpret the promises to Peter in Matthew 16:16-17 boldly as Jesus intended us to. Peter's primacy was for his remarkable role during his lifetime. Jesus' primacy is forever. May God bless you as you study his word.